Making you better at everything you do, it's what we do here on the John Tesh Radio Program. Welcome back to Intelligence for Your Life. And coming right up, I have the exact words you should be saying to the people you love to bring you much closer. I'll also share some youth intelligence for college kids, why university life is not the most conducive to learning. We'll talk pizza and we'll talk margaritas. On the health front, I'll give you the numbers that you need to know, like how many inches your waist should be to stay healthy, and much more intelligence for your life, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show.
Now you can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye.
Since I fell for you, since I fell for you,
Southwest Florida's great music station, 106.3 WJPT. 866-865-TESH is the John Tesh Radio Show hotline number. Let me know how you're living the intelligence for your life. It's time to talk about college and your brain and your diet and all kinds of stuff. According to Psychology Today, do you know all those late nights, pizza dinners, and happy hours have a very damaging effect on your memory? Yeah, here's the scoop. First, let's talk about sleep deprivation. Psychology Today studied this, and a recent survey found that 80% of students, 80%, are sleep deprived. And even though those all-night cram fests may seem like the only option when finals roll around, getting a full dose of sleep is actually a better way to ace your exams. Why? Because sleep is crucial to something called declarative memory. That's the kind that helps us remember hard, factual information, like when World War I began. Of course, studying is crucial, but sleeping after you've cracked the books is just as important. Let's move on to pizza and other junk food. This can ruin your college education. Strong word, but a recent study found 70 to 80% of college students eat way too much saturated fat. And research shows that bad eating habits can lead to cognitive decline. The real culprit is trans fat. Trans fat is made by bubbling hydrogen through unsaturated fat and adding copper or zinc to speed up the chemical reaction. Yikes, right? Well, these metals are frequently found in people with Alzheimer's disease. So if you want to protect your brain, lay off the junk food. Here's the final way college can ruin your education. Too many trips to Margaritaville. 44% of college students drink enough to be classified as binge drinkers. But a recent study from Harvard University has found that alcohol not only inhibits the growth of new brain cells, it also damages the ones that do mature. And it's worse when combined with other bad behaviors. For example, students who follow a weekend of heavy drinking with a week of heavy studying may in fact struggle to remember what they've learned come test time. And it all makes it more difficult to remember things on a long-term basis. What's the bottom line on this? What's the takeaway? College kids and high school kids who are about to be college kids, let's talk about one big old vocabulary word. Moderation. It's great music for Southwest Florida, 106.3 WJPT. It's time to give you a couple of tips that might help you live to be 100, because that's what we do here on the John Tesh Radio Program. Let's talk about numbers. For example, your cholesterol. What's that number? That should be, your total number should be less than 200. Your body mass index, that should be under 25. And the calories per day you should consume, 2,000. Here are some other numbers you need to know in order to stay healthy. We got this out of Fitness Magazine. How about the number 35? Have you thought about that number? Now, that's the waist size in inches that starts to indicate obesity in women. So keep an eye on the tape measure. You need to be under 35, ladies. Next, the number 24. 24 hours is the time it takes for your risk of heart disease to drop after you stop smoking. And after a few weeks, your coughing will dissipate, so will your shortness of breath and your chances of contracting lung cancer. Don't give up. Give up the smoking. Don't give up on quitting. And one last health number to know, 7,000. That's the number of lives that could be saved every year if people just buckled up each time they got in a car. Those are the numbers.
Baby, I'm yours.
Southwest Florida's 106.3 WJPT is the only place for the John Tesh Radio Show. 106.3 WJPT.
Help us spread the news. You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show.
You'll spread this bit of health news here. If you want to stay fit for life and reduce your chance of developing heart disease, do this. Find a rigorous sport you can do all year round with a group of people. According to researchers at Harvard University who looked at 7,000 people, the ones who exercised with more intensity had a 30% lower rate of heart disease than those who exercised moderately or at a very low intensity. What's low or moderate exercise? Bowling, golf, and fishing. High intensity, that's something like swimming, cycling, or running. But you have to do it year-round, not just in random spurts. Dr. David Pearson, he led the research study. Now, he says the best way for us to get our exercise is to join a group or a club. Why? Because if it's just you, you're absolutely more likely to quit your workout. If you join a group sport, like a hiking club, for example, our producer Betsy Chase is a hiker, it's human nature to not want to let the others down, so you're more likely to stick with it. If you want to stay fit for life, if you want to reduce your chance of developing heart disease, find a rigorous sport and do it all year round. This is the John Tesh Radio Show on 106.3 WJPT. From our random intelligence files here on the John Tesh Radio Program, let's talk takeout. Did you know 3 out of 4 people eat takeout food at least once a month? So where should you stop for yours? A recent survey in food technology names Ruby Tuesdays as the best casual dining chain for takeout. Red Lobster came in second, third place held by Outback Steakhouse. And speaking of food, how about some fishy news? According to Greek researchers, eating just 5 ounces of fish per week can absolutely cut your heart attack risk by 40%. This is because the nutrients in fish help lower blood pressure and prevent clogged arteries. Pass it on.